Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Andrew Carter. Teachers' Day marked by award ceremony for top educators, Polish man charged with spying for Belarusian intelligence services, and Kaczynski to step down as deputy PM. Good morning. A teachers' awards ceremony is underway in Gdańsk to mark National Education Day. More than 700 teachers from Pomerania will receive national and regional decorations and prizes during the three-day event. The Pomeranian Superintendent of Education, Małgorzata Bielang, said she believes every teacher enters the profession believing they have something important to fulfill, and that the occasion is a time to remember about how they do this in the best possible way. On National Education Day, it's also customary for children to take small gifts and sometimes organize special performances for teachers in their schools. A Polish man has been charged with spying for Belarusian intelligence after being arrested by the Internal Security Agency. The charges come as part of an investigation by the agency into the activities of the Belarusian KDB intelligence service against the Polish state. A court in Warsaw detained the suspected spy for 3 months. The security agency said in a statement that since the 1980s, the man worked as a member of Poland's uniformed services, including the ZOMO motorized militia, the citizens' militia and the police. He retired as a border guards lieutenant 20 years ago. The Deputy Prime Minister, Jarosław Kaczynski, will step down from his role in government to focus on his work as President of the Law and Justice Party, PiS. The Polish press agency reports that he told the Parliamentary Club of PiS that the roles of Deputy PM and Party President were incompatible, giving him only 1 day a week at party headquarters. Kaczynski is reported to have told the meeting that his decision had been dictated by the need for greater control over the party. He will step down from his governmental work at the beginning of next year. 4 public facilities in Pomerania have received accolades for being designed to be accessible for everyone. The annual Accessibility Leader Competition celebrates buildings and public spaces that focus on removing obstacles to people with disabilities. At a gala at the Presidential Palace, the awards were handed to Dream House and the Emigration Museum in Gdynia, the City Park in Starogard Gdański, and a Therapy and Education Centre in Mikoszów. President Andrzej Duda said he hoped the competition will continue until our entire public space becomes fully accessible. Poland is the 4th largest exporter of chocolate in the world, says a report by Polish chocolate maker Wedel. Only Germany, Belgium and Italy export more of the sweet stuff than Poland, which shipped $2.1 billion worth abroad last year. The report coincides with the 170th anniversary of the founding of Wedel and says that Poles, on average, eat 5.2 kilograms of chocolate per year.
The weather.
Expect a chilly day today with rain this afternoon and evening in Gdańsk. Temperatures will remain in single figures, peaking at 9 degrees Celsius or 48 Fahrenheit. Overnight will be similar, with tomorrow turning drier and a touch warmer at 12 degrees C or 54 Fahrenheit. You've been listening to Radio Gdańsk English Service News.